We're talking today with Larry Gray, who's the Executive Director of Law Enforcement for the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers. Larry, you've got special rangers in both Texas as well as in Oklahoma, and over the last year you've had quite a record. You've got these guys pretty busy watching after a lot of our ranches across the two states.
That's correct. We averaged working over 900 cases last year and accounted for about $4.5 million worth of property. And we have 30 special rangers, counting myself, in Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma rangers are commissioned by the OSBI, Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, and our Texas rangers by the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Now, when you think about the needs that are out there in rural areas, why is what you're doing so important to those ranches that are a part of TSCRA?
Well, it's a specialized field. Our investigations are pretty specialized because they deal with livestock. And to a livestock owner, the loss of four or five cows might mean, or calves might mean, his profit margin for an entire year. So when you steal a cow, you don't only steal that cow, you steal the factory, so to speak. And you're stealing the offspring that cow will have for several years. So it's real hard on a cattle owner to lose a cow to a thief.
Are you finding, given current cattle numbers that are getting tighter and everything, and the drought with all the things that entails, has that put a little extra pressure on, you know, or a little extra activity out there as far as folks maybe trying to find that animal to steal?
Yeah, it has. You know, right now with the drought situation we have, cattle come to feed very easily, quickly. So it's easier for a thief now to rattle a sack of range cubes and get those cattle pinned in the existing pens on the place and load them. So they come up real readily. You can toll them up, and they're eager to get a bite.
Are you all actually involved in helping folks that maybe have got theft of other things on the ranch? Maybe it's hay. Maybe it's with the scarce hay supplies that we've had, or some of the equipment maybe that's out away from some of the normal buildings?
Yes. Basically, we work on anything farm or ranch ag-related. Tractors, trailers, ATVs that might be found on the farm or ranch, welders, any type of equipment that's agriculture-type equipment.
And when you talk to folks that are ranchers, or farmers, ranchers, and you try to give them some ideas about how to make sure that their animals are safe, a little less easily stolen, what are the tips that you want to give them?
The big thing we stress is branding. With all the technology today, branding is still the best way to identify livestock because it's permanent, can be seen from a distance, can't be easily changed, and it's still the best way. There's a lot of technology, microchips. They're good secondary identification. You equate it like the license plates on your car. You got the license plate that's easily visible to law enforcement. Then you got the VIN number that when you get the vehicle stopped, that's a good secondary identifier.
Right. In the case of branding, of course, in Texas, you all actually run the books. Case of Oklahoma, it's the OCA, right?
Right. We handle the bread registry for Texas and then the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association for Oklahoma.
Larry Gray with the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, who investigated some 980 cases in Texas and Oklahoma this last year, primarily involving stray or stolen livestock. From the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers annual meeting in Fort Worth, I'm Ron Hayes.